Nachyomi for the Orthodox Union, Sefer Tehillim, the Book of Psalms, Perek Tzadivav, Chapter 96. This is Rabbi Binny Marilis. Chapter 96 continues for us in the different chapters that are related to Kabbalah Shabbos, the Friday night davening, and it's the second one in that grouping. And at the same time, as we keep in mind, as always with these chapters, that they are heritages that they're written by Moshe Rabbeinu, so that we keep that in mind as well, that the possibilities and understanding as to how that would be vis-a-vis Moshe Rabbeinu, and what that means then if it's Moshe Rabbeinu, and how that plays out if it's written in the time of the Midbar, what the lesson would be of that, and at the same time, what it means for us on Shabbos. So remember that 95, Tzadi Hei, ended with this sort of exhortation and this very powerful statement to the Jewish people from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, explaining the anger, the pain, how upset HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with the Jewish people, and that we should not try to be like them. We should work towards some other manner of behavior vis-a-vis God and our obligations to Him and our obligations in service and worship. 96 breaks up very cleanly into four easy stanzas, essentially. And what we have here really is a progression from the sense of us, the Jewish people, singing a song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the notion and as to why we would be singing that song, to the idea of inviting or encouraging the other nations of the world to participate in that endeavor, in that task, in that manner, and we'll see exactly what that means and how exactly that works. And then lastly, the last set of psukim, dealing with nature, and nature sort of doing a similar sort of a dance, quote-unquote, vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how nature will be in harmony, nature will sing, in the conclusion of that reality, of the Jewish people singing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the nations acknowledging HaKadosh Baruch Hu and singing towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the world in harmony. So let us begin. Shiru L'Adonai Shir Chadosh, Shiru L'Adonai Kol Ha'aretz. The first stanza, quote-unquote, of this chapter is Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, and is very easily sort of set off by the language that's used in the three verses of Shiru, 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 Basru, and Sapru. Those are certain terminology that we should be dealing with. Shiru is to sing, right? We have three singings. Basru is essentially a sense of proclaiming, right? We can talk in modern language, Besoros Tovos, right, good tidings, proclaiming good tidings, and then sapru, of speaking or declaring, and we'll see what each one means. Shiru LaHashem Shir Chadosh. Let us, we should sing, right? It's a directive. We should sing to Hashem a new song. See what that new song it means in a moment. Shiru LaHashem Kol Ha'aretz. We should sing a song to all of the land. All of the peoples of the land. What that means, we'll take it understanding it that way, is not that the whole world has to sing, but we have to sing a song to the entirety of the world. And that will play very nicely into what's coming in a couple of psukim. Shiru L'Adonai Baruch Hu Shemo, right? Sing to Hashem and bless His name. And then Basu Miyom Liyom Yishu Aso. And then we should sort of proclaim each day his salvation of us. Now, what exactly is this Shir Chadosh? So Shir Chadosh is a term that we've seen in other places, actually. And there's a very important understanding that in the Chazal, when you have something that's in Lashon Nekeva, a Shir that's in Lashon Nekeva, a Shir Chadosha, there's a difference between Shir Chadosha and Shir Chadosh. And here, I'll give you sort of two approaches. One approach is simply the notion of the concept of shir. In the Midrash Shochatov says that the three songs here, Shiru, 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 correspond to the different davenings of the day, which fits in nicely in terms of our idea of having this in Kabbalah Shabbos, that each one represents either Shachris, Mincha, and Mar. The first one, Shir L'Hashem Shir Chadosh, is related to Or Chadosh Al Tzion To'ir, right? The notion, Mechadish B'chol Yom, Tamid Maaseh Bereishis, each and every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu renews the creation. So Shir Chadosh relates to Shachris. Shiru LaHashem Kol Ha'aretz, the sense of everyone being involved in singing a song in a certain sense, relates to Mincha. by virtue of the fact that everyone has seen the heavens and has seen the heavenly bodies. And then Baruch Hu Shema is an obvious sort of reference to Baruch Hu and Ma'ariv, right? That it's Kenegan Ma'ariv, where we're Mevarech Hashem with Ma'ariv Aravim. Okay, so that's one idea. Similarly is the notion of Lashon Zachar and Lashon Nekeva, that Lashon Nekeva, Shira Chadasha, we have in the Haggadah on Pesach, both Shira Chadasha and Shir Chadash. Each one means a different thing, or it's understood to be a different one. When it's Shira Chadasha and the Nekeva, so our sages have taught us that there's a sense of relating to the pangs of birth, that's related to a Golas type of understanding, in the sense that it's a Shira Chadasha, but it's a sense of suffering that goes along with it. A Shira Chadasha, a Lashon Zachar, it doesn't have that factor in it, and it's a cleaner, quote-unquote, for lack of a better term, song, and it's more of a Geula-focused song. And the different commentaries here, notably Rashi, just at the outset of Tzadivav, as always in the other commentaries, are saying that the song here is very much towards a future tense. Rashi says, Shira Chadasha, Mizmur Zeh Al Ha'asid, right? That this song is for the future, v'sofo mochiach, and at the end of it, the end of it will prove it out. Why? Ki, says Rashi, ki valishpot es ha'aretz, right? Because he's going to come in the future and judge the land. And the Rashi says, b'chol makom shir chadash al ha'asid. When it's lashon shir chadash, it's on the future. Okay, so you have this idea here of singing a song, three types of singing, exhorting the people to sing a song, miyom liyom. So what does it mean, miyom liyom? Miyom liyom has a variety of possible meanings. It could be, we should do it each and every day, or that we should be exhorting the notion of each of the daily yeshuos that come to us, the daily salvations, that each and every day there are multiple situations of nes, of a nifla, and those are the things that we should be speaking about. Besides the obvious sort of grander notion of a miracle, but also in the more specific nature of a miracle as well. Sapru vagoyim kivodo. So the song itself is not just for us, but rather speaking it to the nations. Sapru vagoyim kivodo. We should speak to the other nations about his honor, about his glory. Bechol ha'amim nifla osav. If you want to like sort of cut and paste the word sapru into the second half of that statement, then also sapru bechol ha'amim nifla osav. We should also speak and declare in all of the nations about his notion, about the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is pella, which is wonder, which is nes, which is miracle. Just to go back for a moment, the Malbim has a very beautiful idea here. What does it mean, Shir Chadash? Shir Chadash as opposed to what? So it says Shir Chadash as opposed to a Shir Zakein, an old song versus a new song. So he says, why are we singing out to the Goyim here? He says, because the Goyim have a sense of the Kadosh Baruch Hu vis-a-vis the Bria. And we see it throughout Tanakh that many of the other nations of the world perhaps acknowledge the sense of God in the world, our God in the world, and the power of our God in the world, perhaps even acknowledging that there is a creator in the world, but that it's old, it happened, it's over, and we have no connection, no relationship to that whatsoever. Says the Malbim that the Shir Chadash is a new and a daily song, miyom liyom, a daily song about the current reality and the current situation, and our obligation to always acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, in the modern world. The current Hashkacha, the current sense of God playing out in our lives. Why then, says the second stanza, why then do we sing these songs, and why are we doing this? Ki gadol Adonai mehulal mi'od, for great is God, and he is highly praiseworthy. No rahu al kol Elohim, right? He is awesome and fearful and above and greater than all of the other gods. Again, as we mentioned before, not that they're actually gods, but rather that they are viewed by other people as gods. Ki kol Elohei ha'amim elilim, important pause there, right? For all of the other gods of the other nations are elilim. Elil comes from el or low, right? Al, nothingness. Vadonai shamayim asa. But, the vav here is but, in contradistinction to what we just mentioned, God, Shamayim Asa, God is the one who made the heavens. Hashem is above the rest. Right? Hod v'hadar lifanov, oz v'siferes b'mikdasho. Honor, majesty, and beauty are before him. Oz v'siferes b'mikdasho. Beauty and strength, oz, right, is strength, and tiferes is beauty, right? B'mikdasho, in his sanctuary. We're going to come back to a sanctuary again. As always, we sort of draw back to the makom ha-mikdash, to the sense of a locale, and a point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manifest in the world in a very obvious sense, in the Mikdash. The Shechinah is there. The presence of God rests in that location. And the sense here is that we do this, we sing out the songs, we're telling the Goyim about this, because this is God above all the other gods in the world. And it's important that it has to also be sensed lifanav, that has to be visioned and felt in presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now, we are in the third stanza, Zayin, Ches, Tes, and Yud, we're going to deal with directly the song that has to be sung, or the sense of singing, an acknowledgement vis-a-vis the other nations of the world. And here now you have the second half of the Mizmah, really starting with Zayin, and you have the same sort of a set of a tri-terminology, with a fourth and a fifth action. What you have here, where you had shiru, 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 here you have havu, 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 right? The third one ending in the same way with the word shmo, as the previous set of three ended with the word shmo, and then instead of basru above, now you have su, and hishtachavu, whereas before in three, verses, pasuk gimel, you had sapru. So let's see what you have here. Havu l'Adonai mishpechos amim. Havu l'Adonai kavod va'oz. Right? Calling out to the nations, right? The families of the other nations. We'll see what that means in a moment. That terminology is a very interesting terminology. Right? All these other nations, right? Families of other nations should ascribe unto God all kinds of kavod and honor. Right? Kavod va'oz. Havu l'Hashem, ascribe to Hashem honor and dignity and strength. Acknowledge it, be aware of it. Havu l'Adonai kivod shmo, ascribe and bring to Hashem honor to his name. But not only that, don't just simply say it. It doesn't stop there. Rather, su'u mincha uvo l'chatzosav. Right? Carry up, draw up a mincha, an offering, a gift. Uvo l'chatzosav. And then come to his chatzeros, come to his courtyards. Come to his place of being. It's fascinating. In other words, don't just sort of keep it where you are. Bring it home. Bring it in. Bring it to Eretz Yisrael. Bring it to the Makom HaMikdash. Bring it to the house of Hashem. Reminiscent of the terms that we use, right? We say very often on the Yom Noroyim, the verse Vahavi Osim, right? That terminology Vahavi Osim, which ends Kivesi based Tfilo Yikarei Lechol Ha'amim, right? That my house should be a house of calling, a house of prayer. For all of the nations, the universal sense of God in the world, not just parati and personal to the Klal Yisrael, but also the sense of acknowledgement, of service, of belief by the other nations, and the invitation, as it were, to have them bring offerings to him as well. And then, hishtachavu l'Adonai b'hadras kodesh, right? Then worship and bow down to God, with the glory of the holiness, with the beauty of the holiness. Chilu mipanav kol haaretz. Chilu mipanav kol haaretz. Tremble before him, all of the earth. All of the places where you may be, all of the places where you may exist, should also tremble before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as well. But not finishing there either. There's one more. The last verse. Right? The last verse here. Imru vagoyim. Adonai Malach, say among the nations that Hashem is the King. Then Aftikon Tevel Baltimo. Then, of course, the world itself, right? The world itself will be established and will not fall, will not be moved. Then Yodin Amin B'mei Sharim. Then he will come to judge the nations with equity, with even-handedness. So now what you have is, you have Klal Yisrael singing a song for the sake of the other nations of the world, explaining in that song, why they're singing it is about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Hod V'Hadar. Then you have the other nations themselves acknowledging and ascribing greatness to God and bringing gifts to God. And then not stopping there, but also then, in a sense, kibiyachol, in a certain sense, missionizing or spreading the word to the other nations of the world. Here you had them called mishpachos amim, right? Amim and goyim, right? Before we had sapru vagoyim, now we have imru vagoyim. Say it, not just declare it, but say it. Speak it to the people. By virtue of speaking it to the people and them coming to acknowledge that Hashem reigns, the world then establishes itself. It will not fall, will not falter, and then all can be judged in a similar manner. Says Malbim on that. What's the relationship per se between Avtikon Teva Baltimot, that the world itself will be established, will not move, and then Yodin Amim B'mei Sharim, and that there will be a judgment of equanimity, of Yashrus. So he says like this, Shagam Shechukei HaTeva Aruchim V'Kvuim V'Loi Mutu Li'olam, that all the natural laws, the natural, physical, natural laws of the world are established and will not change at any point in time. B'chozos Erech Arach B'chach Maso Es HaSeder HaTiv'i Ba'ofen Sheyaskim Im HaSeder HaShkachi L'Fi HaMaisa. That the reality is that there's a tie-in between the natural physical world, that it has to come into agreement and harmony with the manner of providence vis-a-vis Amasim. That the natural laws will follow along, will be drawn along vis-a-vis and in concert with the actions of the people. As he quotes then, Kimosha Omar, Im Shamoa Tishmu'a Mitzosai, V'nosati Mitar Tzechem, Pen Yifte Levavchem V'yatzaras HaShemayim. We say in Shema, we say in other places in the Torah, by virtue of one's keeping Torah and mitzvos, the consequence of which will be that all the gishamim be'itam, that the rains will happen in their time, the person will have produce, will be able to draw from his fields. And the hefech, if a person doesn't, then there's a physical manifestation in the world, not just on the individual, who is the oseh, but rather on the world itself, which then very nicely ties in to the last section. The last section, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, can be viewed in the large as simply just a beautiful vision and metaphor about the world and the parts of the world singing out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that it's not meant in any sort of way beyond just simply in the vision in terms of the picture, creating a sense of spirit. But perhaps we can view it differently as well. Yismechu HaShamayim V'Sogel HaAretz, right? The heavens will be happy. They'll be glad. V'Sogel HaAretz, and the earth will rejoice. Yiram Hayam Umlo'o, the land itself, the water itself, will make great noise, right? Ya'aloz Sodai V'Chol Asherbo, and all the fields will be exalted and exulting and with all that there is in the fields. Aziraninu Kol HaTzayar, then all of the trees of the forest will sing the songs of joy for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Lifnei Adonai Kiva, right, before Hashem, because He's coming. Kivalis potarz, because He's coming to judge the world, to judge the land. Yishpot tevel betzedek, v'amim be'emunasa. He will judge the world with righteousness, v'amim, and then the nations with faithfulness, with truthfulness. So earlier you had, at the end of Yud, that He's going to judge the nations, b'meisharim. And now you have, He will judge the world in one sense, and He'll judge the people in a different sense. So what happens here? Here is sort of the continuation of that last verse in Yud. There is a world harmony that has to exist. And natural law follows divine law. And all of that follows with the actions of the person. And if we are working in disharmony with the world, with the physical world, and we're out to destroy the physical world, then obviously it won't work. At the same time, if we're out to be anti-HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're out to not sing the daily praises of God, but rather to show Kolchiv Otzim Yadi, and it's all about me, and there's a sense of immorality around the world, then the entire system breaks down. Not just humanity, but the entire world breaks down. And as long as they're not aligned under the one God, under HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it simply doesn't work. And you have not just simply moral issues in humankind, but you have physical issues in the world. The notion that we have, of course, in Torah of the Mabul and destruction of all mankind, but not just mankind, at a level, the Chazal tell us, at a level of the ground was destroyed as well. You have the sense that both at the time of the Mabul and the times of Sodom, there's this idea that even the animals were impacted and affected, that their behavior changed by virtue of the actions of people. You have also mentioned in the story of Yonah, where the animals also, according to the text, the animals themselves also are forced to fast, right? And that there's a relationship and a correlation between the physical world of the human being, the physical world of the animals, and the physical world in general, by virtue of the actions of the person. And that's where that text ends. And that's the notion there of the being judged. When will it be judged? When will it exalt? When will it be high in holy praise? Particularly when it will be, when the case, when the Jewish people and the world itself acknowledges God in the world, sings the praises of God in the world, then the actual world will sing those praises as well, will offer its yivul, will offer its gifts back to us, and then there will be tzedek and mishpat and emunah in the world. By virtue of God judging the world righteously and kindly in terms of the peoplehood, so too the world itself will be judged in a similar fashion, and then we all benefit and we're all happy in that world itself. That's the second mizmor for Shabbos. That after we have this sort of very difficult text at the end of the Lechon Ranina, we now have this sense here of a different vision of what we're supposed to do. And what we can expect to be upon us in the days to come. We are to go out to the world, we are to sing the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, show and acknowledge and exemplify all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the world and all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers the world. We continue tomorrow with chapter 97.